Never miss a minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Do all that. Our friend, comedian Craig Peters checked in earlier. Fun conversation with Craig. His memories of Louis Anderson, some other stuff about the snow sculptures and, you know, people thinking it's Jesus in his yard. Check it out. And Jesus and John the Baptist, right?
Right.
Or Todd the Baptist. Yeah. Depending on which one of us looks more like Jesus in that sculptor. Todd the Baptist.
Good biblical name.
John's brother.
Carrot Top tomorrow and actor Robert Patrick on Friday. Freeze the nipple. Freeze that nipple.
But don't flick it off.
No, don't flick it off. If there's a skeeter on your Peter, flick it off.
You
but
have
don't
to.
Freeze a nipple. Yeah.
Doesn't that affect your balance if you don't have your nipples?
Yeah.
Or is that your big toe?
I think it's your big toe and your earlobes.
I don't think it's your nipples, yeah, but let's try it.
How big are your nipples?
With your equilibrium.
And if you're not lopping both of them off,
then you're even again.
Oh, that's
again.
True. Yeah. Maybe it restores balance.
Then you're
at that
even
point.
Again, right?
Yeah.
And you're right. How big are your nipples that they're weighing you down on one side or the other, right?
The only thing keeping me upright right,
is
the balance of these nipples.
Symmetrical nipples.
Is that one of those big poles like the tightrope walker across them and just
that's right.
Very carefully move?
Hanging on your nips.
It was on this date in 1977, founding Fleetwood Mac member Peter Green was admitted to a mental hospital after he attacked his accountant with an air rifle.
Yeah, but
the accountant was trying to present the guitarist with a $30,000 royalty check.
I saw that. It was a good seeing. It was something good.
Yeah.
Man, you're paranoid.
Yeah.
Did he have to find a new accountant after that?
Yeah, I think
no.
He went nuts. Yeah.
I think I'm keeping the $30,000 and I'm not working for him anymore if he's going to shoot me.
Yeah. Michael Rappaport posted a video on Twitter yesterday that allegedly shows a shoplifter walking out of a Manhattan Rite Aid with two bags of stolen items. The actor can be heard doing play-by-play of the theft as the thief walks out of the store's, you know, location there. The shoplifter walks right by a security guard on his way out the front door, says, "Hey, how you doing?"
Did anybody say this guy was shoplifting, though?
Rappaport says he watched him fill two bags with condoms, shampoo, and other items. The NYPD says it did not receive any reports of a shoplifting incident at the drugstore. Rappaport was just shocked by this whole thing. Yeah. And you hear about this happening.
Yeah. You got the balls to do it. Who's going to stop you?
Exactly.
Yeah, I don't want to get shot, you know.
Yeah. Aren't most of the employees told not to?
Right.
Right.
Do not engage.
Don't. If they're going to steal, just let them steal.
Right.
Ain't worth losing your life or getting hurt over.
Don't risk your life, right.
Disney says they are rethinking their live-action remake of Snow White after being called out by Peter Dinklage.
I think it should be more people than just him. It seems pretty tone-deaf at this point.
He applauded them using a Latina actress as the lead, but still called it backwards thinking to use dwarfs.
Well, I'm telling you.
Put him in a cave.
Bring in Three Stooges.
I wish he'd just shortened his name to Peter Dink.
And
it'd be more fun to say.
A spokesperson for Disney said they are working with members of the dwarfism community to avoid reinforcing stereotypes from the original animated film.
They're not going to be able to do that. They just have to not do it.
It's such a minefield.
It is.
There's no way
don't do it.
They get through this.
I mean, the other ones are going to be out there forever. You can watch the cartoons and, you know, go back and watch the Three Stooges one.
Don't bother.
With the way everything is right now, there's no way.
Why do it? Is there really a need for it?
No, you can watch the old one.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
Well, yeah, if you're going to reboot something at this point, you have to make it better and you have to live up to today's standards.
Right.
We started watching the How I Met Your Father.
Yeah.
It's on Hulu.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, same kind of premise, group of friends, but guess what? They're not all white this time.
Oh, they're not. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And that's fine. That's fine. I get it. You know?
Craig and I are doing an episode of How We Met Your Mother.
It's the same story over and over. It's one episode. You know?
It's set right by the Eiffel Tower.
Unfortunately, we're both white, too, in this one, but yeah, so what?
You would think it's one episode, but it's like, you know, we're up to number 27 now.
There's more to film.
Yeah.
And it goes over years, too.
Absolutely.
I mean, you've seen that, like... There's, you know, if you're going to update something, you have to update it to today's standards.
Right, right,
right. Societal norms.
Yeah.
Of the day.
Nope.
What if they made the dwarves average-sized people and Snow White was huge?
You mean like, oh, just like, she was, so she's 7 foot tall.
Well, and, you're pissing off the
dwarves. And they're all 5'9".
Yeah.
Okay, I got
it. Or it could just be Snow White and the seven dudes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh,
right. I think I've seen that
clip. I've seen that, too.
Yeah. She takes them all.
Don't tell me how it ends. Yeah.
A lot of the dudes just stand around.
Yeah. Playing with themselves, right.
It would be weird for Disney. Probably not a very popular ride at the theme parks.
No.
A Pennsylvania woman.
Oh, some moms would love that ride.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You're picking on my home state there, Craig. What else is going on there?
Is on rabies medication.
Oh, yeah. The monkey situation, right?
After coming face to face with the lab monkeys, she stopped to help.
Here we come, walking down the street. Get funny.
She'd stopped to help last week when the trailer crashed, dumping crates of monkeys outside. The animals had just arrived from Africa, were going to a facility. Four of the monkeys escaped, but were later found. The woman said she developed pink eye symptoms after and now has to take antiviral meds for the next couple of weeks.
Not rabies shots?
She's on rabies medication.
Oh,
I guess they're
that.
Antiviral meds, virus rabies.
I got pink eye from a monkey.
From macaque. I believe they were macaque.
Yeah, they were macaques.
Yeah. They were.
Well, she survived that thing. So I always heard with rabies, once you start exhibiting symptoms.
Well, she didn't have symptoms.
That's why they give you the shots.
That's why you get the shots.
Yeah, you got to get the shots preemptively.
Yes, you do. Got them.
Yeah, I believe
you're
right.
Been there, done that.
Once you show the symptoms, it's too late.
Right.
So pink eye is not a rabies symptom?
No, they didn't tell me that. I just got the shots, you know. Right in your thighs.
What's a nose?
Don't know, but you know what? I trusted the shots.
Not dying from rabies?
Thank you. But I'd rather not. Me and my family dying from rabies, right? Yeah. I didn't question what they were shoving into my thighs. You know what I'm talking about, guys.
You never do.
Or between my thighs.
It's been surprising a couple times.
Right. Yeah, you might ask how many, but not what.
Oh, yeah. An anti-vaxxer would have probably still got the shots. Well, I'll take those.
You think?
Well, because it wasn't political.
There was a guy recently that didn't get rabies shots.
And he died.
Died of rabies.
Yeah, in Kansas.
Yeah.
Yep. He refused rabies shots.
Yeah, but there were a ton of people who were, you know, autism. Gave my kid autism. The Jenny McCarthy's of the world. Do you think if she got rabies, she'd get vaccinated?
Well, she's going to die then. She's going to die.
She would die.
Right.
She would sooner die.
Yep. That's okay. No sympathy.
Then get the vaccine because the vaccine could kill you.
Yep.
To celebrate what would have been Kurt Cobain's birthday next month, a series of rare Nirvana photos will be sold as NFTs. Your chance to get those. Half of the proceeds going towards the Trevor Project, a suicide prevention and crisis intervention organization for LGBTQ youth, and the other half to Grid Alternatives, an organization that installs solar power systems.
I'll never
provides get job training for underserved communities.
That's a good cause, obviously, but I'll never understand the NFT. I just don't.
Oh, neither, because everybody else will still be able to see these pictures.
Yeah.
Right.
They tried to explain NFT to, who was it? It was the guy that plays John Wick. I'm brain farting.
Keanu Reeves.
And Keanu Reeves goes, what? And just started laughing. Like, people pay money for something nobody else can have.
Well, I still don't get it. If I'm going to buy a picture like that that's cool, I might want to hang it on the wall.
Right.
What do I got to do? I got to keep an iPad hung on my wall so everybody can see.
I'd rather like have a 3D trading card.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, that'd be cool.
Give me a 3D Trevor Lawrence trading card and I'll hang it on the wall.
What's the difference between this, like a baseball card? This is like a baseball card everybody can have, but one person's like, mine's the real one.
Yeah, I don't get it.
I don't know. I think it's a big scam, and it will always. And people are making money, though. People are making money.
It's something digital. That's all I know.
I think we sound incredibly ignorant, but I think we're in the mainstream here.
I think we're in
the
mainstream in this, too.
Yeah.
Well, I think we're ignorant, and this is stupid.
Right. You can be both.
No argument.
Yeah.
No argument.
Beatles. I don't know what's going on here, but it's dumb.
Yeah, right.
Beatles NFTs hitting the market on the 7th of February.
God.
Thanks to Julian.
Let's show it. Let's sell a Todd and Tyler one. See if we can make some money off of it. I don't know what that would be. I have no idea what screenshot of us sitting here.
Puss's junk.
Well, that'll bring in some cash.
that will.
There's something for the dudes, something for the ladies.
There's a vagina behind the balls, right?
Everybody wants that.
Washington state lawmakers are considering a proposal to legalize the psychedelic mushrooms. They would decriminalize, at least, psilocybin and make it available for therapeutic and creative persons and purposes for people ages 21 and up. The drug would only be allowed to be used at a registered facility under the supervision of trained professionals.
Creative people. That's pretty broad.
Right.
That was actually me misreading this.
What was it? Cretinous?
Creative purposes. Creative people and purposes. Just to kind of gloss over it so he wouldn't have to have this conversation.
I wasn't going to, Craig. Don't yell at me. Yell Todd.
No, I just thought
it's,
that
no, it's not yelling. Just saying.
It sounded like a broad definition.
Yeah.
I'm creative. Give me some.
Yeah, you don't want to go get that test.
No.
Am I creative?
If you're here,
If I take some, I will be.
Yeah.
And so that they're looking at that in Washington.
The legalization
state.
Sounds great until you have to show up to the facility.
Right. Everything's moving forward.
So, well, in some states,
you'd
have to be 21 to get mushrooms. Yeah, other places, you can be 18 and carry your gun wherever.
Can't get weed, right.
I don't know if we've talked about it on here, but I see that they're trying to, the 18-year-olds drive 18-wheelers.
Yeah, I saw that,
Well, across state lines.
Yeah.
Oh, they can already do it within state lines?
Yeah, that's the key, is across state lines.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. They did a story on CBS Sunday Morning, some small town upstate New York. They were out of first responders.
Okay.
And you can be an EMT at age 17.
Really?
In New York State.
Well,
and you can assist when you're younger than that. So all the EMTs in this town were high school kids.
If they're taken seriously and they're trained,
Yeah, they were.
Well, what happened was one day they realized that no one else was showing up except the kids.
Right.
And so this kid that's still in high school, he's now running it. Running the EMTs.
Wow. Plus they get out of school to go save
people. How small is that town that they couldn't find one adult that was qualified to run the EMTs?
No, they all just quit.
It's a volunteer.
It's volunteers.
I got it.
All these small towns are volunteer.
Yeah, that's true.
And nobody wanted to do it.
Yeah.
We had the one adult wouldn't want to hang out with kids all day.
Plus volunteering. Yeah.
Well,
that's a paid job most places, EMT.
But at the same time, this is one of those things that for years and years, there were enough volunteers. During the pandemic and whatnot, everybody just dropped off.
Slap a little blue light on top of their truck and drive fast to the fire station.
Yeah. I think that's firemen, though. I get that.
Well, I think they actually pointed out in the story that most places, it's not a paid. I mean, the vast majority of people that do that are volunteer.
In smaller towns.
Nationwide, the vast majority of people are volunteer.
Yeah. The only paid ones are pretty much in metro area.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
My neighbor does that so we're kind of on the outskirts. I was like, well, that sounds like fun. Do they drug test? He's like, yeah. Really? For the free job?
Really?
Yeah.
Sounds like fun. You're going to show up and have to save somebody's life?
Driving there sounds like the excitement around it. Right. It just seems exciting.
Yeah. Until you got to go help.
Yeah, that part would be hard.
My dad was a volunteer fireman for a long time.
Oh, yeah, my dad did it too when he was in
a small town. Yeah, to see this 16-year-old kid telling whoever was doing the interviewing that, the toughest part is telling somebody that their kid died.
And he's 16.
He's a kid. Wow.
I have to impart that information at that age.
Right.
That's tough.
A Florida college student facing criminal charges involving a threat against the White House. 18-year-old guy, Brian Galili, was arrested for a Snapchat post where he threatened to detonate a bomb at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
Good, arrest his dumbass.
Police contacted Galili, and they say that he told officers, that's a joke. And then he also said the White House reference was just for shock value. And they said, yeah, we'll shock you with a felony charge of threatening to discharge a destructive device.
Yeah, well, in this kid's defense, he does see people charge the Capitol and the guy that started
it. Yeah, I would have thought DeSantis would have named him to a cabinet position
exactly,
or something
right.
upon hearing that.
Right.
He should be a hero. We should celebrate this kid.
Of course.
He had written the House will get their own show on Fox.
Right.
Courage. Very courageous.
Oh, yeah, courageous.
Nobody else is standing up to Brandon.
No.
He is. He's a hero. Oh, right. Tell us what you're going to do with Fauci.
Fauci!
You really got to stop that. You're going to soil the chair.
He's been doing that sound effect for years, though.
I know, but it seems extra vigorous the last couple days. And we don't have any extra chairs.
The anger's building up.
All of a sudden.
It's under control.
Right. I don't want him to all of a sudden just let one go.
Pop a hemorrhoid coming out of that thing. Yeah.
Say, we literally don't have any extra chairs.
Yeah.
Pop hemorrhoid sounds like something some jackass kid calls their grandparent. This is Papa Hemorrhoid.
The Academy Museum of Motion Pictures in Los Angeles.
I love that band, by the way, that Papa Hemorrhoid.
Papa Hemorrhoid. Yeah. They're in town.
Yeah. Coming
Are
up.
They?
Yeah,
coming up.
Yep.
The Academy Museum of Motion Pictures in Los Angeles. Marking a century of movie making in Hollywood. They are facing criticism because there's no mention of the mostly immigrant Jews who established the industry of motion picture making in Hollywood after escaping persecution in their home countries.
Yeah, that's true. Why wouldn't they put that in there? Hollywood's pretty woke.
A source familiar with programming at the museum told Rolling Stone there's not enough pressure from influential figures to include the Jews. By not including the founding fathers out of the gate, they're making a massive statement, according to Academy member and film financier Ryan Kavanaugh. He said, as the grandson of Holocaust survivors, it's shocking they erased the contributions of a group who faced severe anti-Semitism. They couldn't get bank loans. They couldn't own homes in L.A., but they still created this industry. That's the bedrock of the economy.
And are there powerful Jews? There's powerful Jews in show business now, so I don't understand why.
Exactly.
I get why this.
Yeah, Bill Maher went off on this weekend. You know, basically point like all the major studios were founded by Jews.
Yeah.
And there's no mention of it.
To leave them out of this is ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's amazing how many people have to end up apologizing to the Jews. Like, this is going to end up with an apology. It's going to have to.
Yeah. I don't know. There's Holocaust deniers out there, and they're on big networks. So, got to keep fighting.
Sad news, the world's oldest male gorilla is dead. Ozzy was 61.
Oh, they lived that long?
Yeah.
God. What's the oldest gorilla?
I mean, it's a female.
I mean, what are the... I know that... They don't know when they're in the war. I guess they do know since they've been tagging them for years.
And keeping track of them.
And keeping track of them. What do gorillas normally live to? That's a question.
Well, of course, in the wild, it's much less than in captivity.
Got it. What's the oldest one in captivity?
I think it's in the 70s, but I'm not sure.
Right.
And it's female.
Yeah, they only live to be about 40, 50 in the wild.
Well, that's an old gorilla.
Yeah. That's pretty old too. That's over the years. That's a lot of turds being thrown.
That's a That gorilla woke up every day for 61 years.
According to this, it was a female gorilla at the Berlin Zoo that lived to 64.
All right. Yeah, you're right. Just wake up, scratch your privates, throw some turds, eat something, take a nap. That's pretty much what I'm doing now anyway.
That's the weekend anyway.
What's the difference?
It's winter. And I'm doing that now.
They're verbal turds that you're throwing.
Oh, no, not necessarily.
Thank God for the window.
Yeah. Craig Peters joined us. Check him out on the podcast. Carrot Top's going to phone the program tomorrow. Actor Robert Patrick on Friday. TNTRadioEmpire.com is the website for the podcast. And we're on all the podcast platforms. Please download that. Patronize the advertisers you hear on the podcast and all that kind of thing. And the radio stations, too, by the way. Nick's got private shows this week, so...
Yes.
He'll do a show for your privates.
You can't see Nick's private.
Right. Book them in advance.
All right. Have a good night. We'll see you tomorrow. Drink up today, Nick. I know you want to.
Yeah, I get some lemonade.
And your urine. Drink your urine.
Oh, yeah, do that.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.